President Trump takes another case to the Supreme Court. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, this time wanting the justices to lift a block on deportation flights under the Alien Enemies Act and vote to remove alleged Venezuelan gang members without hearings earlier this month. It's the fourth time the Trump administration has gone to the Supreme Court, appealing federal judges' rulings against the president's agenda. Republicans call that judicial overreach. Senator Ashley Moody tells Fox.
You cannot tie a leader, an American president's hands while they're trying to lead for the American people, especially as it relates to national security or foreign policy.
2 days ago, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem went to the jail in El Salvador housing those deported Venezuelans. Today, Noem's in Mexico.
With the pressure on President Claudia Sheinbaum to show progress on combating Mexican cartels in order to avoid President Trump's tariffs set to kick in on April 2nd next week. Now, Noem's meeting comes after she met yesterday with Colombia's leftist president, Gustavo Petro, who clashed with Trump back in January over deportations. Now there's a shift in the two countries' relationship with an agreement to share biometric data on migrants and a new partnership.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Vice President Vance is on his way to Greenland along with the National Security Advisor and others visiting a U.S. military base in the Danish territory President Trump wants the U.S. to take control of.
We need Greenland for national security and international security. So we'll go as far as we have to go.
We have an update on that powerful earthquake that struck Burma. State TV in that military-run country now reports at least 144 deaths, more than 700 injuries, with images coming out of Burma showing a lot of destruction. That 7.7 magnitude quake also rattled Bangkok, Thailand.
This building was just moving, dust and debris. It was pretty intense.
That building under construction collapsed, killing at least three people. Dozens of others are missing under the rubble. There's also damage in China. The quake felt a few thousand miles away. America's listening to Fox News.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Only two things in life are certain, death and taxes. How about one more? Switch from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile to cut your bill in half with Pure Talk. For just $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, text, 5 gigs of data on America's most dependable 5G network. Making the switch, it's simple, fast, and easy. You dial #250, you say the keyword Pure Talk, and make the switch. You do it now, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Pure Talk, wireless, by Americans, for Americans.
Good morning from the News 11 Information Desk. I'm Danielle Burke-North. District 1 employees will be getting a 3% salary increase for the upcoming school year. In addition to this increase, eligible employees will also get an additional $3,000 for classroom site funds. All hourly support staff employees, who are all earning more than the minimum wage, will get an additional increase of 50 cents. And the Arizona Fish and Game Department is advising Arizonans on how to be safe this season as temperatures go up and reptiles come out. The Amphibian and Reptiles Program Manager with the department says if you run into a rattlesnake, to simply leave them alone. If you do happen to run into a snake in your backyard, you can call your local fire department. If you're bitten by a rattlesnake, call 911 immediately. Join us on the TV side for News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 for all of your local news, weather, and sports. I'm Danielle Burke-North.
Got some wind for the next several days through the weekend, but the temperatures will be perfect. 84 and sunny today, 57 overnight tonight, 80 and sunny tomorrow, 54 tomorrow night. Sunday, sunny and 81, 58 on Sunday night.
Investment advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Welcome to Money Talk with Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management's Tom Rush, founder, wealth advisor, and George Davis, senior wealth advisor.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk AM 560 KBLU. Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Mortgage One in studio. Russ Clark, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So, having a good morning?
I am.
Okay. Coffee's on. Your dog didn't try to chew me up.
I woke
this
up
morning.
Early, wide awake, ready to get going.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've been in here since 3:30.
I know. I've listened. Yeah. And so, I mean, busy news cycles, tons of things to do.
Way more than you can wrap your head around.
And is that the way it's supposed to be? Is that just you're more in tuned?
No, there's more going on. I mean, you know, there's visibility like crazy nationally from the Doge team. Every cabinet member's on the news every day. Trump is on the news every day. There's interviews constantly. And it's real issues. It's not made-up issues.
It is interesting how accessible everybody at that top level is in these interviews. I mean, like you say, it's just nonstop. It's not rewind. It's, man, this is a new interview.
I'm getting this fire hose of transparency, you know.
So now when you say there's a lot and it's almost too much to consume.
It
right?
is. It is.
So how do you keep all that straight? How
you
do
don't.
You know what's this is going to go to exactly what we're talking with mortgage and credit. How do you keep that all straight? How do you know, man, I just got to tune this out. I can't watch this, but I'm interested in that.
You look at what's trending as, the most watched, the most, what's getting the most hits, the most interest. And then at the same time, look, you know, at the back pages for some of the stuff that may get overlooked.
Okay.
But you can't get everything.
You can't get everything.
In fact, I probably didn't do a third of what my research was.
And what's normal for you? A quarter?
It's designed to never be 100%.
Right. Because you have to have stuff. But, you know, do you feel like there's more and more and more that you're not getting to?
Yes. Okay. And a lot of times, you know, and we let the calls come in and something, and they may take me into a direction that I may not have even researched, but I know about. And we'll talk about it. And then pretty soon the time is up and the show's over and I haven't covered it all.
So do you ever look at the blanket amount of stuff and just kind of look at it as a barometer, not necessarily the thermometer? You're seeing the trend.
Well, and that's what you're going to get with the trend is the barometer. It's either a forced or real. And forced, I mean, like the stuff with the signal.
Mm-hmm.
There is a real desire among the Democrats to embarrass the administration. To go to hyperbole and say, it's the worst I've ever seen in my life. It's a wonder people weren't killed. That could have shot planes out of the sky. You know, all that kind of crazy stuff that's blown so far out of proportion, you lose track of what we're really talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I want to talk about is some of the way people handle it, not the incident. The incident's
right.
Well known. but to bring up the an opportunity to look at the way the parties handle it, the individuals handle it, and what's really true. Because if you listen to commentators from separate organizations, you're going to not think they're talking about the same thing.
Right. And it's to that extent, it's become more and more marketing, and it's more and more, I don't want to almost call it psychological warfare.
Well, it is, and there is a plan. And Victor David Hansen has done a great deal on YouTube where he sits down and explains the what's trying to be accomplished by the Democrats and what avenues of resistance they've got. And they've lost the avenue of resistance of a majority in the House, majority in the Senate, and the executive. They've lost that. They've lost the credibility of the media. They've lost opportunities to control social media. The only thing they've got left is all the judges that have been in place under Obama and Biden, and to have that stall, delay, and manipulate the orders coming out of, and they just got to hammer them and with legislation. I mean, legislation with judicial issues, and in hopes of winning some of them, and if you don't win them, at least you've stalled them.
Yeah.
And it takes them months to enact instead of days, and their success won't be as good, and if they're not successful, then they'll lose the next elections.
You know, isn't it interesting? And again, I'm going to look at the amount of data that you're sifting through trying to come up with what's going on and what's real and what's not. And I see that so much in the mortgage and the home buying and the credit side. So again, you know, let's dive into credit and mortgage a little bit, but go back to exactly what you're talking about. It is so interesting. Like, when you turn on the news, do you see commercials? And I know I'm hypersensitive for them, but do you see commercials for mortgage lenders?
No, because I don't really watch TV.
You don't. But like, if I said, hey, you wanted to go buy a brand new red Mustang, would you start seeing those red Mustangs all over the place?
Well, yeah.
Because you're hypersensitive to it. So correct. I see the commercials. And what's super interesting is you can tell whether mortgage rates are going up or down based on the style of commercials that are being run online. And so when you see right now, there's a couple of lenders that are pitching 100% cash out refinance for VAs. Cool. That's always been there. We do them all day long. But that's the style of commercial that is being run. Why are they not preaching how low interest rates are?
Because they're not.
They're not. And they're drifting back northwards, but we'll talk about the whys. So you can kind of see in the mortgage industry, oh my gosh, we got to promote a ton of marketing. We're going to run this product right now that talks about freeing yourself from debt and cash out. But as rates drop, then all of a sudden all those commercials disappear. And now it's, you know, rate drop, rate drop, rate drop, rate drop. But they stop talking about the person who needed to get out of debt. And they're marketing to two different groups, if you will. And you start looking at everything. What's the intent of the person who's putting that data out there? So go back to the news organizations.
The intent of the people putting it out there, they for the mortgage, they want customers to come in and take advantage of their services.
Correct. And so I'm going to peel that onion back one layer, though. And it's no different than when you talk about two different news organizations that you don't realize are talking about the same story.
Right.
They're promoting that for their own viewership, their own click-throughs,
and
their own
for
ad
influence,
revenue.
More on the news. It's influence.
Right. So you go back to the mortgage industry, and it's super interesting that I see a lot of advertising that is about the company's benefit. And it should be, because the company has to be in business. Otherwise, they're not in business and they can't service a customer. But it's very little about helping the person when they actually call and come in. So end, you know, one of my really good customers brought me this. And when you close, you're going to see these postcards that come out. And we've talked about this before. There's a pink one and a blue one and a green one and a yellow one. And it's just these companies that do this spam marketing that try to convince you your home warranty is expiring. You got to re-up that. Or you need to spend $150 to go get a copy of your deed, which you got at closing. So why would you do that? And then, oh my gosh, look how low interest rates are. And this guy got a postcard that was saying 4.99 on an interest rate. Mm-hmm. Now, does that exist on a 30-year fixed without a whole lot of cost in today's market?
No.
No. When you actually look at what they were preaching to him, he was going to spend about 6 discount points to get this loan. Now, he has a $300,000 loan. You're pretty good at math. 6 times 3 is?
I don't know.
Call that 18. So that's $18,000 that he's going to spend to artificially get what appears to be a lower interest rate. Now, It is a lower interest rate, but he's paying to get it.
Right, but there's a big dollar amount to
his
do
rate,
that.
His rate is today's rate.
Yeah.
So it's not that they're offering him a, look, you could refinance to get the new rate where the market is, which is what we prefer to do, is just as rates go down, you refinance your customers and you're great. They're selling him on spending $18,000 to buy an interest rate.
But don't worry about it. I'll just roll it right into the into the loan. You know,
you
it doesn't cost you anything.
Because the bottom of the postcard says no cash out of pocket.
Yeah, you don't have to reach into your pocket.
Oh, that's so
we'll
amazing.
Take care of it for you.
You're going to charge me the $18,000 and just roll it in.
You don't really pay it because it's just in the payment.
So back to, again, the mortgage industry, it's interesting watching things that are going on my side and kind of correlating them to what you're talking about in the news is There's so many different flavors of it, but what's the barometer? And the barometer right now is the mortgage industry volume what it was back in 2020 and 2021?
No.
Not even close.
And that thing can be really feast and famine, can it?
It always will be. I mean, 20 and 21 were anomaly because the Fed had pushed interest rates down through all the mortgage-backed security purchases. You know, they call it quantitative easing. They forced, in a good way for most of us, interest rates down, and that spurred on the volume of both purchases and refinances. Now that it's back to a normal level, I mean, really this year we're going to be at roughly 2018, 2019 levels in the industry.
Okay.
Okay. That's what most companies
But you're used to that.
Yeah, that's what most companies were built on.
Yeah.
It's the ones that are heavy on cost and expense and staff that are going to have issues. And we've seen the industry change over the last couple of years. But it's interesting to me going back to looking at the advertising. So when you see people advertising, what are they actually pitching for? And I know you're scrolling through the news.
Mm-hmm.
What's the flavor of the day right now? What is the advertising in terms of the media selling stuff? Is it doom and gloom? Is it we're getting better? Is it?
Oh, man. Well, it depends on the station, actually. You know,
isn't that interesting?
It does. I mean, if you're going to be listening to certain stations that are trying to resist Trump,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be, we'll make it through this, but, and they're going to sell you in a way to get through these dark times until we can have somebody
right.
better. And on the other side, mm-hmm. it's about what's coming, that once Doge gets things better and we're not paying as much and the debt starts coming down, we're going to have some of the most robust economy and opportunities and jobs available.
In decades.
Yes.
Yeah. And
you'll hear both.
And it's interesting, again, I wish you could say, please only speak the truth. How about
Well, it's all the truth. It's just partial truths. Unlike when you go testify in a court of law, speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now, see, they mess the second and third part of that. They don't speak the whole truth, and they throw in garbage that has nothing to do with the truth.
Wouldn't it be fun if there was a way to just hold people accountable to that? You know, whether
you can if you get them for a judge.
Yeah, that's true. So, you know, again, you go back to, let's talk about common sense, though. I wish there was more common sense in some people who are watching or participating. I mean, you see some of these people. Did you see the guy who got video recorded keying a Tesla?
Many of them.
But, I mean, it was just on
the one that lied about it.
Orange pants.
Yeah, the orange pants. I saw him.
You know,
where he says, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
We have it on video.
And that's that's the answer. Oh, you know, at what point do you think it's a good idea to damage someone else's hard-earned personal property?
None.
But that's, it's amazing to me that people go down that road, that you're attacking someone else's family and livelihood and their hard-earned stuff because you have a problem with something else.
They feel justified. They feel like that's the best way. That's better than voting. I heard people verbalize that on some of these shows that you know, the people were saying that I did more to affect this nation to do it in the right direction than you did voting.
Yeah.
By burning and looting and rioting, that's part of who we are.
And
they believe it.
And the insurance companies would disagree.
They love it. They don't lose money on any of it. They just get, it's an opportunity to raise rates.
But let's talk about common sense. So from a common sense perspective, one of the things that I love is I get to sit down and with Mortgage One, we actually have a common sense approach to certain things. So whether it's underwriting, and certainly there's guardrails, right? You can't, if the program says you can do X, you can do only what is within the X box, whatever that is.
Yep.
But there's some common sense things. And so from a portfolio process, you're self-employed. You've been self-employed for a long time.
Nobody will hire me.
Is your job when you file taxes to claim the most amount of income and pay the most amount of taxes?
No.
Or is it to use the tax code as written so you...
If you're smart,
effectively deduct things legally and compliantly so then you pay... the least amount of taxes correctly.
And rather than pay taxes, reinvest in the business.
So investing in things, depreciable assets.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you can say, well, I could spend a lot of money sending it to the government, but if I buy that new piece of equipment right now.
Which you did.
I'm going to save a bunch of money that I don't have to spend.
I had a business owner who, again, had been turned down by four different companies. And again, not that the companies were doing anything wrong, that they just read the guidelines and they look at the tax return and your adjusted gross income on the bottom line, add back depreciation, cool, that's your income. Well, his income was under $1,000 a month as this self-employed individual.
Okay.
How many homes can you buy here in Yuma right now if you make $1,000 a month? Because you know we can only use 50% of your income. That's a $500
Nothing you're going to raise a family in.
Okay. Well, not even a single wide out in the foothills are you getting for that.
No.
And so we sat down and looked at the tax returns, and look, that's really what's on the tax return. But from a portfolio lending process, there are programs out there that allow a common sense approach to look at self-employed individuals based on other things that the businesses or cash flow may have.
Right.
And so we sat down for about an hour and a half, and do you know what his real usable cash flow is? About 20 grand a month.
Oh, that much. Okay.
Okay. So on paper, based on the strict rules of a couple of loan programs, he's got about 1,000, but real income, real provable. And my license, I still have to,
flow, yeah.
I still have to abide by the ability to repay rules, the ATRQM rules.
Right.
So I can't just fake a number and go, yep, he's approved. But looking at the common sense portfolio style that we do, he's got 20 grand a month, which means I can use 10 grand a month for debt. How much could you purchase a home for 10 grand a month? That's a really expensive house.
Better than most.
Right. So now,
above average.
So he's getting a loan. It's going to be done. And it's a common sense way to look at it. So even though his doom and gloom was four other companies told him, nope, can't do it. There's no way to do it. You don't claim enough. No. There is a way. It's just, are you willing to sit down and have a conversation? And back to what you're talking about with the news and the barometer, wouldn't it be nice if people just sat down and had more conversations intelligently and figured out solutions?
We're doing less of that now.
Why is that?
Things are moving so fast, and we take the low-hanging fruit, and we don't have time.
Do you think it's the same and it's worse with the next generation and the next? And it's not about younger, older. It's just people who are so in tune technologically because – I have more and more people saying, well, we'll send you the stuff electronically. We don't need to meet in person. You just put it together and we'll go. Mm-hmm. And it feels very big city-ish because there are people even here in Yuma, they don't have time to meet. They don't need to meet. Their schedules are such that they just want to send you stuff and you say, yeah, it works and let's go. And you don't meet them face-to-face. I still like meeting people face-to-face because like this business owner, you get to have a good conversation, build a relationship, and improve how the industry should be. But isn't it interesting how people don't do conversations like this?
I don't even know that we're teaching the younger generation on how to have a conversation.
Why? And again, you know, your speech, your psychology guy, why is that?
We take the easy way and all that. And and we're in such a digital age, and we went through the COVID thing, and we've robbed these people of conversation. And you know, I've been training high school students and stuff in speech for like Miss America pageants and all that kind of stuff. And it's amazing to me that I'll go to school early. I'll go to the high school, and I'll sit out in the parking lot where they're all gathering and chatting and talking and, you know, in cryptic talk. Whatever they do, get in the classroom, they have nothing to say. They don't know what to say, and they'd never spoken before. I mean, they got the abilities, but they don't know how to actually function.
How to ask a question and be interested.
They can't function. And it's not hard to break through. They're all smart kids and all that stuff, but somebody needs to be teaching it and letting them.
My vote's Russ Clark.
I can't do them all.
Come on.
But we do as much as we can, and I bring professionals in that can't do it, that will have a misunderstanding of what communication is and how to get something out to a group of people that they want to get out, to get the message out. And I'll have people read me a speech, and then I'll take notes and rewrite it, and I'll give them the speech back out, and I say, that's what I meant to say.
So now let's talk about mortgage credit.
Yeah.
Do you believe interest rates are going up or down right now?
I think they're stagnant right now. They're probably going up slightly, but I don't think there's going to be a long term going up, but it's not going down, right?
Okay, so you're dead on correct. Right now we're kind of in, you know, if you're a sailing ship captain, you would call it the doldrums. We're right in this. There's no breeze one way or the other. Little hints. But if the stock market's doing better, we're always getting worse. That's the flow of money. If the stock market's doing worse, we're getting better. So
they're taking an emotional dive.
So
right now.
Last week when you saw a couple of really down days in the stock market, did the bond market react and get a little bit
sure.
better? Sure. And over the last couple of days when the stock market's done better, what happened to us?
they gave that back.
Right, they gave it all back. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
And so we're in this arena that you can see money psychologically as even having issues. Should we be in equities or should we be in bonds?
It is psychological, and that's why it's so damning that we've got this confusion in our communication on our social medias and on our newspapers as well as the TV and everything. And governments really in the last decade have tried to control all messaging.
Oh, say
the
it isn't
Biden,
so.
The Biden administration had FBI and other people in social media outlet tell them what to do, what not to do, what to ban, whatever, because we don't want misinformation. Misinformation happens to be...
Didn't you even get kicked off YouTube for a while?
I did. I'm for life. Yeah. I can't. It's a wonder I can still talk here. But they want control of it all. And Elon Musk is evil because he took that away in X and made it open. And according to so many people that don't like it, he destroyed by free speech by allowing too much of it.
Yeah, you should obviously have less free speech, right?
Yeah, and then it would be real free speech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you look at, again, the amount of data that's coming out that I look at social media, I look at the news outlets, I look at watching YouTube, and there's, again, people pontificating one way or the other. And you and I do, too, even to a certain extent. So, again, I just kind of communicate what I see. But you look at the amount of people who are talking about, oh, my gosh, the market's going to do this. Or, oh, my goodness, did you see the market's ready and poised to do that?
But you and I have a different goal. We're not trying to boost the sales because we're under pressure from a sales manager that's screaming at us daily to get 10% more or something like that at all costs. And I don't care who you have to cheat, lie, steal to get it. You better make it. We don't have that. We're more community oriented. We're more fair minded, and we have different goals in life. And those goals are long term relationships. Those goals are, like you say, is not getting hit with a can in the head when you're in fries by somebody that you cheated or something like that. That you want to maintain an image of fairness, correctness, and open communication where it's not just the truth, it's the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And not do that because you're more interested in the morality and the sociability, the city and the county that we live in, and interaction, and be seen as somebody fair balanced.
And one last thing, which I love what you just said. Sometimes you got to pick at that scab just a little bit just to make somebody uncomfortable enough that to let them see the potential. So, you know, had a great conversation. Now, you know, when myself and a couple of guys go out to lunch routinely, you know, you're always building relationships with even the wait staff. So if you go to the same restaurant over and over, you start to know the servers,
smart,
right?
You do.
Went to lunch yesterday, you know, talked with server. Server's 22 years old, renting a house. This person is got a roommate. Between the two of them, they're paying $1,900 a month renting a house.
Wow.
Now, wait a minute. Why are we doing that? So, you know, again, over lunch, he and I are having this conversation with the wait staff, and this person brought another person over, so now we're having this conversation with two. It's like, wait a minute. If you're 22 and you can already afford the rent, the likelihood is you can afford a modest home. Let's get you into a modest home, same roommate, drop the payment a little bit. 1 to 2 years later, you're going to move up the food chain just a little bit, buy a bigger home, turn that into a rental. 3 to 4 years later, you're going to do it again. And by the time you turn, let's say, 35 to 40 in 15 to 17 years, you better own 4 to 5 houses.
If you're talking to somebody that's intelligent, responsible, level-headed.
And
because not everyone's going to be able to take on that responsibility.
Nope. But everybody, almost everybody, should buy their first house, right?
Yeah.
The problem is they don't ever get taught this is what you could do if you react tactically with money, not emotionally with, oh my gosh, I've got $100,000 equity. Let's harvest that and let's go buy a boat.
Leverage it.
You know, or whatever those things are. So, you know, we're going to talk about some other common sense things after the break. It is the bottom of the hour. This is Money Talk, AM560 KBLU.
Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being? If you've been questioning your investment plan that you have in place, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
This is Derek Eggerberg, NMLS number 180899 with Mortgage One. When it comes to the biggest financial decisions of your life, you deserve expert guidance. At Mortgage One, we know a home loan is more than just numbers. It's part of your financial future. Our team's highly qualified professionals provide a complete mortgage analysis. We'll help you explore the available programs and options to fit your needs in today's marketplace. The Mortgage One team will work to blend your mortgage needs and compare cash to close and payment options with various programs in today's marketplace. Offering competitive interest rates to meet your needs. Again, Mortgage One, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 898812. Give us a call today at 928-483-LOAN, which is 928-483-5626.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
This is Derek Eggerberg, NMLS number 180899 with Mortgage One. When it comes to the biggest financial decisions of your life, you deserve expert guidance. At Mortgage One, we know a home loan is more than just numbers. It's part of your financial future. Our team's highly qualified professionals provide a complete mortgage analysis. We'll help you explore the available programs and options to fit your needs in today's marketplace. The Mortgage One team will work to blend your mortgage needs and compare cash to close and payment options with various programs in today's marketplace. Offering competitive interest rates to meet your needs. Again, Mortgage One, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 898812. Give us a call today at 928-483-LOAN, which is 928-483-5626.
Hey, Yuma Money Talk, AM 560, KBLU 832 on really a gorgeous Friday morning.
It really is.
This is the way it should be. Not that awful hot already, not cold and blustery like Friday at midnight at the Oasis. This is the perfect Friday. So were you out there Friday?
I was.
That was the coldest, windiest Friday I can remember. That was
Oh, wait a minute. I wasn't out there Friday. Oh, no, I heard stories about it on Saturday.
Yeah, well, you brought the
I was there Friday.
You were.
And I was cold.
That was chilly.
But I thought it was colder a few years ago. The first time I brought it.
I don't know. The memory's going, apparently.
That's because it got numb from the cold.
You know, and again, you were talking about doing things in the community.
Yeah.
Look at this vibrant community that we have, and we do things that promote the city around the nation, you know, whether it's Midnight at the Oasis, the balloon festivals, there's a lot of great organizations in town that are doing things.
Without question.
And again, the community feel of helping each other out rather than like that jack wagon in the orange pants that just decides to, you know, ruin somebody else's car.
Scratching up a Tesla because some politician said, Doge Evil, run by Musk, tack Tesla.
Yeah, it's just the most insane thing to me.
Oh, it's crazy.
That the herd thinking rather than common sense thinking.
Well, and they're lying about Doge. I mean, Musk did a great job getting on air, telling exactly what he's doing.
That was an interesting interview.
I was intrigued how visible.
Open it was.
Yeah, and most of what they're involved in right now is actually rewriting software because it's all doesn't talk to each other. It's duplication of efforts. Mm-hmm. It's leaving it open to fraud, abuse, and mistakes.
Which I think is what a lot of people have counted on, fraud, abuse, and mistakes.
That's why they're fighting it. So you got to look at who's fighting it. Oh, we don't want to fix the system.
Isn't it interesting, though? You know, when I step back, and again, whether you're on the left or the right, you just step back and say, wow, there are people out there who are angry, like so angry that people are exposing fraud and misuse of our funds.
But that comes down to lies.
But if you, and again, I'm analyzing myself. I'm not even looking at the news media. To see people who are mad and angry about people opening up and exposing where fraudulent money is going, and you pay taxes. Mm-hmm. I pay taxes. It's not an unlimited checkbook, and the people who do those things see it as their money, not that you gave your money or I gave my money based on taxes.
But the people smaller up are like AOC going out doing nationwide tours. No oligarchs are all getting rich on our money, and Doge is just getting his friends rich and all that. None of that's true.
Yeah, how would you get anybody rich?
Doesn't matter. They're not telling the truth, but they get people worked up. They run out of the parking lot and scratch all the Teslas.
And it used to be, one of the best lines ever. Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Yep.
It's intriguing to me how many people expect that there's programs and handouts. Now, we do down payment assistance programs. And there's some great ones out there. Now, are they true free governmental handouts?
Nothing's free.
No.
There are free things. That's not one.
So those programs, state of Arizona, slightly higher interest rates. The state's going to get the money back. It is paid as a gift or grant to you, but there's a repayment period of it. And so the government is going to get their money back.
Sure.
Those are great programs to assist somebody getting into a home.
On their first home.
On their first.
Yeah.
But it's not here's a dangling checkbook in front of you going, here's a check for, remember that insane program that here's $25,000 just.
During COVID.
To go by.
Yep.
No, the one that they were just talking about that 6 months ago. Remember?
Oh, that, yeah.
So, where do these free funds come from? That doesn't work. That's not even sustainable.
That's to get elected. That's just crazy.
So, again, the difference is if you need a down payment assistance program, there's great ones. But please don't expect that you're going to get the same interest rate as what somebody does who's bringing in their own money to close. And I had a fairly well-off guy. I mean, he's not rich, but fairly financially well-off guy come in, wants down payment assistance program because he's told there's programs to give him the down payment.
But it wouldn't be good for him.
We can do it. Here's what it looks like. Oh my gosh, Derek, why is that rate so high? Because you want the free money program. Here's what it looks like if you put your own money down, which I can see in your bank account, you have it. So here's your two options. Here's how much cash to close you need based on each of these two scenarios. And here's what your payment and interest rate is based on these two. And his only question is, well, why can't I have the interest rate like I'm putting my money down because the state's going to give me the money? So can I just take the money from the state and move it over here to this other program?
Well, that's why he's got a lot of money. That's why he's financially off.
Creative. However, no, because you sign all of these other loan documents that the state of Arizona requires that you're now held to their obligations.
But it didn't hurt him to ask.
But it's interesting that's the solution that a lot of people have is how do I take this because I'm owed this program? No, none of us are owed the program. Is there a program out there to let you borrow $5 million and never pay it back to improve your shop?
I don't think so. I would like to know if there was, I'd do it.
Now, but again, this isn't a
new— Doesn't exist.
This is not a new thing. Remember, there was a guy that I remember probably 20 years ago, used to wear a jacket with a bunch of question marks on it, used to pitch a government grants book. Remember that guy?
Yeah, on TV. Yeah.
And again, this guy is making good money selling you a list of various programs that you can apply for. He's not giving you the money. He's giving you a list of things that you can go find. Now, I don't know how many of them. I'm sure they were all true. Otherwise, you'd probably go after him. But it's interesting how many programs are out there that it might work for one part, but it doesn't work for the other. Back to this other business owner, believe it or not, who doesn't correlate state's down payment assistance money is a higher rate so the state earns the money back as compared to put your own money down. Now you don't have to take advantage of any of those programs. And it's amazing how many people have that mentality. Now, not good or bad, right?
Right.
They're just programs out there to use. So that wait staff that I talked about that, you know what? Those two waiters, one waiter, one waitress, those two people are going to buy probably five homes over the next 10, 15 years. Easy process. Does she, the first one we talked to, does she need a down payment assistance program?
Yes.
Yeah, 22 years old, wait staff. Does she care that the interest rate's going to be a little bit higher?
No, it's the price of getting started.
And the payment's still going to be lower than what she's paying for rent, for crying out loud, so it makes complete sense. Get in. Yeah. Now, over the next 3 to 5 years, do you expect interest rates to come down a little bit?
I would hope they would come down slightly. They're never going to get down to 2.5.
But. So, no, heavens no. Not unless we have another huge economic crisis that we almost tumble the entire economy, and let's please never do that ever again.
Yeah.
But if interest rates come down over the next 3 to 5 years, would that be a candidate to refinance and put her in a better position?
Of course.
Great. Will the monies have to be repaid to the state?
Yes.
100%. So there's the trade-off is those that are being sold, because I hear a lot of people say, oh, we'll get you right into this and refinance immediately. Maybe, because if you did 100% financing, technically, because you're borrowing the down payment from the state, the rest of it's a loan, if you did that in the last year, what's the likelihood you have 5 or 10% equity?
Near zero. Okay. The property values do increase, and we've had crazy years here where it could do 20% in a year, and that would take care of it.
That would take care of it. But let's assume that's not going to happen, and it's a normalized 2 to 3% increase annually year over year. Yeah. So when you hear people talking about, oh, my gosh, we'll put you into this program, and 6 months from now we'll refinance it because I know interest rates are going down. How do you know that?
Wow.
Yeah, but I've heard people.
Where's your crystal ball?
I've heard people say that, and you have too. And
well, we have generalizations. We knew when it was real low it was going to go up, but we just don't know a date.
So
we just know what it is today.
Be careful again. That person who is going into a down payment assistance program, like I explained to her over a very long lunch, yeah, there's the possibility because she's even in tune with, oh, I've heard you can refinance later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if rates go down, if you have equity in the home, if you still haven't bought a whole bunch of other debt, because I don't know if you bought other cars or boats.
The important thing is that you can make the payments right now. It's better for you than where you were, and you can sustain it until those rates do go down. That may be 1 year. It may be 5 years.
It could be 1, 5, could be 10.
Yeah, who knows? But you're in good shape until that happens. That's what you got to do.
How long did your grandparents and parents own their homes?
Like 30 years.
Okay. So sometimes they never refinanced. They just set it and forgot it and called it.
Paid it off. They paid it off.
And that was their mindset. And
yeah, that was it. In fact, what they did was, and it was their own program, if they made a $1,000 payment and $50 that was principal, they would pay $100 in principal and say, I made a double payment.
Mm-hmm. And to some people, that's a great.
Yeah, but when you get down to the other end of that, where $900 of its principal, you got to make $1,800.
Right. Well, and again, okay. If you said the home that your family had in Florida,
mm-hmm.
did they own any other real estate?
No.
So paying that off and getting it done and living free and clear.
Was security, was mind easing. It was.
And they lived there for 30 years.
And they didn't want me to live anywhere else.
I can tell you, my grandparents lived at the same home in Fargo, North Dakota, over on 2nd Street North for the better part of 50 years.
Were they in that movie, Fargo?
No.
Okay.
No. Could have been, but no. But again, they lived in the home so long that a huge tornado rolled through in the 50s, ripped the roof off. So they went from a single story, two bedroom home with a basement. They added a second story, a stairway up, and two more bedrooms.
Well, you got to put the new roof on.
Yeah, yeah, so they lived there so long, they increased the size of the home. And that's not how most of us do it anymore. Most of us are, I don't want to say transient, but that's kind of this transient lifestyle that I'm going to live here for 3 to 4 years. Then I'm going to move somewhere based on job or income or cash flow. And you make these moves. So if you just knew you were going to do that, why would you ever spend any extra money to pay down the principal of your mortgage?
Because somebody told you it was a good idea.
Doesn't make sense anymore. And here's the, again, that's one of the things that I have all the time is, Derek, should I make extra payments on my mortgage? Well, let me ask you a question. Russ, let's pretend you had a house, a car, and credit cards, right?
Okay.
What's the interest rate on your house right now? Just make one up.
I don't have.
Oh, I know. Just make one up.
5%.
Cool, 5%. What's the interest rate on your car more than likely?
Eight.
8. Cool. What's the interest rate on your credit cards more than likely?
25.
Great. And so you're going to spend an extra $100 a month to pay down on the mortgage to save 5% that actually isn't going to free you up from that mortgage payment for another 20 years rather than getting your credit card paid off first.
Yeah, because it's not smart. But I think people just have this psychological thing about their home, their home. They got to get it free and clear. I understand it. I know how they feel, and it's a feeling.
It is,
and they also
emotional.
Don't trust themselves because if they paid off that credit card, they would just put it back on.
No,
I'm telling you. But if they pay off the house, they can't put it back on. It's
which doesn't help for 20 years.
Correct.
And
but they don't trust.
But
themselves.
You said the right thing. The emotionalness is they've heard sometime before that, oh my gosh, if you make an extra payment per year, you're going to take a 30-year loan and drop it to a 22-and-a-half-year loan. You're right. Yeah, if you spend an extra payment per year, you typically take off 7.5 to sometimes up to 8 years on a mortgage. Great. That does not help me until 22 years from now. Russ, how old will you be in 22 years?
Old.
Yeah. Like I think
almost 90.
I think that's probably the honest answer there. So does that help you waiting or does it help you getting the car and the credit cards paid off?
Yeah.
And that's the problem is sometimes we go, you know, my aunt, my uncle, my somebody said
But you're asking for a discipline that doesn't exist readily. I mean, it's a training thing and nobody's training people. Ramsey is, but
that's why I have a one page piece of paper budget that we talk about with literally every client that look, if you don't want me to say it, I'm still going to give you my 5-minute speech. And then if you want to deal with it, great. And if you want me to shush up, fine.
Shush up.
But that one page budget, it's just the gamification of running a budget. Do you care how much I make or do you care how much I save on a monthly basis?
You got to stay within that budget. I mean, it doesn't matter how much you make. It's how much you spend more or less than that.
But let's pretend you make $100,000 a year and I make 50.
Mm-hmm.
But I can live and I can save, let's say, $500 a year and you save no money per year.
Mm-hmm.
Who's safer? Who's better off?
You are.
Right.
In the long run.
Because I can start putting money away. I don't care. The gamification of the budget is just, hey, let's see what percentage of your income you can save.
Right.
That's it.
It is. It doesn't matter if you make $100,000, $50,000.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Look,
are you living within those means?
And look, there's times that it goes wonky and life happens. Something comes up and it just doesn't work right. And then there's other times you make up for it.
Well, people worry too about, look, if times hit, maybe I'll have to get rid of the car. I'll have to get rid of the motorhome. I have to get rid of my sand rail. And all that stuff, or the banks will come get them or whatever, but I got to get my house secure. So they never can take that. And I think that's a psyche too. They don't trust themselves.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
If your home is free and clear and you don't pay the taxes, do you get to keep your house?
No, but the taxes are minimal.
Well, but you've seen people who lose their homes.
It happens.
Yep.
It happens.
Now let's assume your home is free and clear
and
you forget to pay your house, your homeowner's insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And your house burns down.
Well, you're without a house.
Okay.
You got the property, though.
So same,
you can put a tent up.
Same thing happens. I mean, you've seen that. I can name two places here in Yuma that the home was free and clear. The person didn't have any insurance because they just either didn't or forgot to pay, burnt to the ground.
That's so sad.
And it took, you know,
everything.
A decade to get that fixed back for those people. And you think, okay, wait a minute. Just because my home is free and clear – look, let's pretend your home is free and clear worth $300,000 and you have no money saved in the bank, but you've really done a good job and put all that away.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say my home is $300,000 and I owe $300,000 on it, but I have $300,000 in the bank. Isn't my home just as free and clear as yours? I have the option to write a check to pay it off.
Good.
But I get to keep my money invested somewhere or I get to have the use of my funds.
And you may make more than 5% on that money.
Now, let's go one level deeper, not to be, you know, evil. But let's say you and I get in a car accident and we both wind up in formerly YRMC. Let's say we're in the hospital. You can't work. I can't work. Your home's free and clear. My home has a huge mortgage on it, but I have a huge amount of money in the bank. Who's safer?
The money in the bank.
Yeah, because I can pay the medical bills. I can cover my utilities. I can make sure that things are still being done.
But see, you're talking logic.
that's all I'm supposed to do is, it's being logical and tactical about money and mortgages and budget.
Yeah.
And I know it's not a sexy thing. That's honestly one of the reasons I say, you know, I get to see people financially naked.
But ideally, you want to have some savings. You need to take another break before.
Oh, whatever. Before all right. Well, Russ is kicking me off here. Let's take another break. This is Money Talk AM560 KBLU.
This is Derek Eggeberg, NMLS number 180899 with Mortgage One. When it comes to the biggest financial decisions of your life, you deserve expert guidance. At Mortgage One, we know a home loan is more than just numbers. It's part of your financial future. Our team's highly qualified professionals provide a complete mortgage analysis. We'll help you explore the available programs and options to fit your needs in today's marketplace. The Mortgage One team will work to blend your mortgage needs and compare cash to close and payment options with various programs in today's marketplace. Offering competitive interest rates to meet your needs. Again, Mortgage One, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 898812. Give us a call today at 928-483-LOAN, which is 928-483-5626.
At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, they believe they manage money for their clients differently from many other advisors in Yuma. Their way works in close alignment with their clients' goals. Yuma Investment Group is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor. When it comes to helping clients pursue a comfortable retirement, they're clearly different. Visit YumaInvestmentGroup.com and find out why investors switch to them. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hey, Yuma Money Talk, AM560, KBLU, 851 on still. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous Friday morning. It's going to be a great weekend. Do you have any plans this weekend, Russ?
I do. I'm going to a wedding in San Diego.
Oh, okay. So you're actually going to shave and clean up?
No.
Okay.
You're going to I'm just going to show up.
Okay.
I'll clean up.
All right.
So I'll wear some clean clothes.
The oily, greasy overshirt that smells like diesel and fuel.
Yeah, that'll.
Got it.
I'll probably just change that out.
Walk in the door and somebody goes, "Oh, Russ is here."
I think the wedding's going to be on a boat.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's. I don't know that it's going to leave harbor, but
okay,
that's going to be on the boat.
Sounds fun.
It's actually a student of mine that she. Won Miss Yuma County and was Miss Yuma County for 2 years, and she still stays in touch.
Very fun.
She's getting married.
So you're going over there, wedding. Are you staying there overnight?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't have plans. I'm just going.
Russ, you can't go and
I do that.
You're just going to grab a Tom Bodette Motel 6, keep the light on
if
for
I
you
need
over
it,
or what?
Okay. If I need it, or I'll drive home and get home at 3 in the morning. I don't care.
That's way too slow. So, okay, you've got some plans. Everybody has life plans. And that's the beauty going back to the reason I asked that is the budget. That budget form, do you have monies for fuel going back and forth just randomly in your budget?
Sure.
Okay. So you plan for those things so you can go do the fun stuff. Mm-hmm. The part that I have fun explaining, and I also, again, there's no judging. I promise. Mine has been screwed up over and over and over in life. You know, I can describe my $50,000 mistakes over and over. But when you look at the budget, does somebody have money put away for fuel to go out of town or convenience store stops or movies or whatever else it is? Go out to eat. I don't care. Put it in the budget. And, you know, again, one of my really good friends, they smoke. They smoke a pack of cigarettes. Their spouse smokes a pack of cigarettes a day. So,
do you know how much that costs?
Well, let's do that math.
It's like 10 bucks a pack.
Okay, so I just told you that they're each a pack a day.
Oh.
So that's $20 a day. Do you think it's only Monday through Friday?
No, it's 7 days a week.
Yeah, 7 days a week. Okay, so I'm pretty good at math. $20 a day, if there's 30 days on average in a month, that's $600 a month.
It's like $7,200 a year.
I don't care that they smoke. That's their choice, not mine.
That's $7,000.
But I hear the comment all the time, you know, Derek, we just don't have money to do this, this, this. You know, money's always tight. Well, but the
as they're lighting up.
But the choice is made to do this. Yeah. And I don't care whether it's a cigarette, a cup of coffee, going out to eat. It's fine as long as it's in the budget.
Sure.
But that's the choice. And so when you look at the budget, again, I've seen people that literally stop at a convenience store every morning, and that's how they do breakfast.
Oh, yeah, I have.
I've done it. You've done it.
Lots of people that do that.
And here's my cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You know, how did I make this?
Mine was made in the Keurig right outside the door.
Man, those are bougie and expensive.
Not for me. It's the company has coffee.
You know what? Again, you've seen us redo the lobby. We've invested money in the lobby, but put a different coffee setup out there where we have the pots of coffee brewed and customers can come in, get a cup of coffee. But I'd rather go to the office and get a cup of coffee that way versus stopping and spending $10. Because you never spend just 89 cents, do you? When you walk into a convenience store for a cup of coffee?
I will.
You will. But again, from a budgeting perspective, I'm not besmirching any of the convenience stores. No. I'm just simply saying, put it in the budget. So that friend of mine and the spouse who choose to spend $20 a day on cigarettes, but make the comment that they don't have the money to go out for a nice dinner, it is a choice. And so the gamification of the budget really is, how much money did you save at the end of the month? Don't care what your top line income is, kind of like way back in the beginning. Remember I talked to you about the common sense business person, what you show on your tax return, the adjusted gross income after write-offs, that's what you pay taxes on. I don't care what the income is. I care what the savings and the amount of money left over for investing is. And I'm just the mortgage guy.
Right.
I'm not the investor guy. I just want people to have a choice of what to do with their money, which again is why I'm so pushy with like the server. Why do I want that person to buy a home? Does it benefit me? Okay, we'll do a loan as a company, yes.
Yeah.
But I want every new person because that server is only a year older than my oldest son. Okay, if she can get into a home, my son can get into a home. A year later, my next son can get into a home and you just build.
If you give good service, they may buy 3 more, 4 more, 5 more homes in their lifetime.
Well, and
they might come back.
For that person over a 40-year working career, because let's be honest, if you're 22, you're probably working till 67 minimum. That's a 45-year working
career. I'm 67 right now. I'm still working.
And you're going to be working for a lot more.
I know.
I've seen your budget. So, you know, again, here's all I would tell you. If you have questions, let's have a common sense discussion. And whether it's over the phone, come in, cup of coffee, cookies, et cetera.
Yeah, you still do the cookies.
Sure. Absolutely. Why do you think the waistlines are expanding in my office, including mine? Come in, have conversations, and just know that we don't need to sell anything, whether it's myself, whether it's Rosa, whether it's Bill, any of the staff that's in the office.
Will sell because they'll decide to buy.
Sure.
But it's not a pressure.
Doesn't need to be. There's enough there that the business is open and operating. This is about making sure that one person at a time we build a stronger, financially stable community.
And you're not going to throw them out because they're not ready to buy today.
Nope. My stat. From the time I talk to people, more than 50% of my people, 53% of my customers, don't buy within the first 6 months of our conversation.
Right.
It takes more than a half a year. So, and again, that's a little time invested with a customer. Let's talk about the people who spend their entire working career defending this great nation of ours. So again, none of these conversations happen. None of the stuff that we enjoy in a community happens without these great men and women who have invested their lives, some of them giving their lives for this country of ours. I still believe we live in the greatest country on earth at the greatest time in history. And I don't know that we can ever fully thank the men and women who have defended this country with their lives. So from everybody at Mortgage One, from everyone at KBL Yuma, thank you so very much for your service. If you ever need something, give us a call. Russ, any thank you to our military men and women?
Because my son's there. We'll have to thank him. Okay. I know he's working hard.
Do you want to say his name, say thank you, or just...
Robert.
Robert, you want to say, I love you, son.
Love you, son. Hey, listening.
Have a great morning. KBL Yuma, AM 560.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.